Kind words are short to speak, but their echo is endless. Kind words are short to speak, but their echo is endless. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I just finished sharing some ideas of how an absolute philosopher lives, thinks, and moves, and has his being. And it would have been terrific to have given it to you too. But obviously, I didn't give it to you too because you would not be ready for that particular concept. And that particular concept was a pretty heavy concept. It was like talking about genie in the her magic bottle, or the Aladdin and his magic lamp, that we have within us our divine reality. And our divine reality is just aching to shine forth. And we let our divine reality shine forth. And so it shines forth, and sometimes it's thoughtless and inconsiderate, and sometimes it's not giving out kind words, and they echo back to us as not kind words, and we wonder, what did we do wrong? And then we remember Aladdin and his lamp. And we remember the symbology of Aladdin and his lamp when Aladdin was cleaning the lamp that he had found, not knowing what benefit it was, but he was cleaning it and polishing it and making it into a nice lamp for whatever he was going to do. Well, a lamp is a lamp. You know, you put oil in it and a wick in it, and you have light. And so as he was rubbing this lamp, the genie popped out of it and said, "Master, what would you have me do?" And so our bodies, our minds, our spirit, our soul is like the house, the temple of the living spirit. The lamp is the temple of the genie. The body that you have, the mind that you have, is the temple of your divinity. Now, if your house is rather sad house, if it is not one that you have respected, you have loved, that you have treated, do you ever put anything in your house that you wouldn't want somebody else to do? Did you ever put food in your mouth that you say, "Oh, this is so rich, it's going to make me fat, it's going to do this," you know, that it's going to do something to you you didn't want done? Why are you doing that? If you're going to speak a word or think a thought, and that thought is not something that represents the finest and best that exists in the universe, you know, why are you doing that? Because you have a dirty house. And so long as you have a dirty house, you are going to have limited attitudes toward all of life. When you have a clean house, when you have a polished lamp, then the divine genie within you can come forth in all of its magic, in all of its mystery, in all of its wonder, and say to you, "Wow, you know, what willst thou of me? You know, what do you want? I am the Christ in you. I am the divine in you. I am the allness in you. Wow, what do you want?" And then what you'll start doing is you not want anything, because you're finding out you are everything. And so what you'll do is you'll speak out, and you'll speak in very wonderful terms about how wonderful you are. You'll speak gloriously to others, because you will only be able to see them with this new lamp polished that you got, this new body and mind that you have polished and brought forth its purity and integrity, and it's great. You see, and this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. We want to polish this lamp, our divinity, with good thoughts, good words, good deeds. We want to speak happy thoughts to other people. We want to speak kind words to others. They're short, but they echo endlessly. We want to reverberate our universe with the kindness of our thoughts, with the joy of our heart, with the magic of our being. We want to reverberate throughout the universe. We don't even know what the universe is, because the universe is far greater than anything we can conceive of being as human beings. But as divine beings, we are the oneness, the allness in the universe, eternally there forever. And that's nice, you know? That's really nice. No. What do you want? Do you want to be a human being subject to all the human limitations? Or do you want to be a divine being, free and living in eternity, in the allness and in the wholeness of life? And you say, oh, yes, 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 yes. Well, are you willing? Are you willing to give up the feeling of being needed, of being wanted, of needing and wanting another? Are you willing to give up the feeling of possession? Are you willing to give up the feeling of saying somebody's doing something right or somebody's doing something wrong? That's judgment. Are you willing to give that up? Are you willing to give up being untouched by what the world does around you? But you see, if you see the world around you at war, in conflict, unhappy, that's you. That's you. When your house is so clean, when your windows are so polished in your house, and you look out through those windows, you will see all that you are shining back at you from the world around you that you have created. So, you see, we have the key. We have the golden key. We have, it's just good thoughts, good words, good deeds. Mm-hmm. And it's just polish that house of yours. Polish, it's your magic lantern. It's your magic lamp. It's your bottle in which the genie is, you know? And the genie will come out and say, yes, master, what can I do for you? That's what your divine in you says. Yes, master, what can I do for you? That's not a joke. Why do you think? You see, you missed the point. We all miss the point when we hear the story of Aladdin and his magic lamp. We say, wow, 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 isn't that neat? It's a totally fiction, totally fiction. But it's not fiction. It's truth. It's truth. That's how we are constructed. That's how we are created. We are created with all the ability to speak our word and demonstrate our universe in any way we want, because that's what we're doing now. But let's clean up our house with pure thoughts, pure words, pure deeds. And as we clean up our house, what happens? Life is much more exciting. It's much more revealing. It's much more interesting. Illumination is wonderful. But you see, this is the absolute philosopher talking to you. Think on these things. They're wonderful. They're magical. They're beautiful. And they function all the time. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.